Hey, let's 2-1 on Lewis, L-U-I-S, Lammas, L-A-M-M-A-S, born 8/21/93, chief complaint, abdominal pain, number 2, nausea. Next one was vomiting, next one was feeling tired, next one was arm pain, next one was leg pain, next one was history palpitation, next one was dizziness. Our patient is a 28-year-old gentleman who started getting sick on Wednesday by having abdominal pain, then developed nausea and vomiting, then had a bout of diarrhea. The diarrhea has continued, has had severe abdominal pain. Also has had bouts of dizziness and palpitations, period. In the paragraph, in the past week or so, he's also has had leg pain and arm pain for unexplained reason. He does a lot of construction, and he thought he was related to construction, period. In the paragraph, family history, diabetes, coronary artery disease. Social, doesn't drink alcohol at all. He smokes. He's married. He has 2 children, 5 and 1 year old. One of them has been sick. Surgery, none. Medical problems, none. Medications, Pepto and Imodium. Immunizations up to date, both COVID immunization, 228 pounds, 99, 98.3, 16, 6 to 6, 134 of 83. Heart, positive, positive, with few topics, lungs, clear abdomen, soft TMs are clear, oral mucosa, the original equipment, focal skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, abdomen, the generalized tenderness noted, especially mid-epigastric. Number 1, abdominal pain. Number 2, nausea and vomiting. Number 3, abdominal ultrasound is completely negative. Number 4, gallbladder looks normal. Number 5, patients has no evidence of rebound or tenderness over the right lower quadrant. Next number, treated with Cipro and Flagyl. Next number, patient is not taking any, is not drinking any alcohol. Next number is avoid alcohol. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number, bland diet. Next number, because of palpitation, we looked at his heart. Echocardiogram was normal. Next number is because of dizziness, we looked at his carotid. There was no evidence of carotid obstruction. His thyroid looked normal. There was mild lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number is because of his leg pain and arm pain. We looked at both lower and upper extremities. No sign of DVT or PVD was found. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, dizziness is most likely multifactorial. Next number, patient was told to return in 3 days. Next number, we offered patient blood work, but he wants to hold off on blood work and do it at a later time. He wants to try the PEP medication at this time to see how that helps him. Thank you.